It's a science, technology, engineering, and math project for kids all wrapped up in one here in a building at Naval Base Ventura County. It almost looks like an art class, but it's actually a model bridge building project. Dozens of kids being helped by mentors are cutting and gluing together sticks of linguine.
Do we have like triangles?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Triangles.
Probably.
No circles.
Yeah.
Draw a picture and then you can discuss it.
Ken Massey, who's a CB diver, is helping a half dozen kids as they start designing a truss of the bridge.
We're doing a bridge building contest where we're all building one part of a truss of a bridge, and then we're putting it into a contraption who are going to help us figure out who has the best weight ratio for the weight of the bridge versus the weight that it can hold. They're all involved in STEM research in their schools, and they got to go take a tour around and learn about different engineers that work on this base, and now they get to actually apply it.
So the kids have to use what they've learned in school, like math, to create the lightest possible segment which will hold the most weight. Reggie Vasquez is one of the students.
How are you figuring out the design for this?
So the way that we're figuring out the design is we're trying to measure to make it equal. We're testing to see how many spaghetti sticks we need to hold 200 grams.
Does this feel like some kind of a math test?
Kind of.
Is it easier or harder?
It's a lot harder.
There are 18 schools from 7 Ventura County school districts involved. The goal of the effort is to stir interest among the kids in science and technology-related fields.
We realize our workforce is aging. They're going to retire, and when they retire, they take away their knowledge. So we want to have engineers and scientists ready to backfill those people that are living. But we can't just go out and say, I want to hire an engineer. It takes years and years and years of training. So for an example, we have a program with sixth graders, and we target them because 10 years from now, those sixth graders are graduating college. And those are the ones we want to hire. So we're trying to plant a seed that we can cultivate 10 years from now.
Dr. Ramon Flores is coordinator of the STEM efforts at Naval Surface Warfare Center, Port Hueneme.
They are in the process of building a truss, which is the side of a bridge, using linguine, epoxy. So there's some basic engineering principles that come into it, some basic compression and tension, and we have mentors to explain that to them. So every team has a mentor from one of our three commands. But the main thing we want is creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, communication.
Watching the kids in action is Rich Burr. These could be some of his future employees. He's director of the Naval Air Systems Command for Threat Target Systems. Burr says between the two test facilities in Ventura County and China Lake near Ridgecrest, there are always openings for some great technology jobs.
China Lake and Point Magoo were about 6,000 people. We're on track to hire about 700 people this year. A lot of those are due to retirements, but also for new requirements that are coming in. And of those, about 75% are scientists, engineers, or technically based people.
But as the kids work on the bridge building project, they aren't thinking careers. They're just looking at a fun challenge.
It's actually doing pretty well.
It's actually holding it.
I did not think it was actually going to hold this much.
Joe Stewart is a math teacher at Rio Real School.
This is our first time here, and these kids love math and science, and we're just here to have some fun.
Cal State Channel Islands Professor Greg Wood helped develop the bridge project.
We hope to give them the idea that engineering is a creative activity, that they can use all parts of their brain in this work, that they can have some fun.
Finally, it's time for the teams of kids to test their projects. They put their segments between two pieces of plexiglass and start hanging weights on them until they eventually break.
It's going to break. It's going to break.
No,
don't put it. Stop.
It broke.
Saria Gynas is a student at Oxnard's Juan Soria School.
We did pretty good. We're weighing it now.
How did it hold up?
It definitely held up better than we thought. We didn't expect it.
The kids say they enjoyed touring part of the base and taking part in the bridge-building effort. They say it tested a lot of their academic skills, but in a very, very fun way. At Naval Base Ventura County, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.